This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chhatru forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition has also been recovered from the spot. The gunfight broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed suspicious movement of terrorists in the forest of Chhatru area of the district. After initial contact, the terrorists managed to escape. However, a fresh contact with the terrorists was established yesterday morning, resulting in heavy exchange of firing. The security agencies have expanded the scope of surveillance to the Bhadarwa area of Dodua district to keep a track on terrorists potentially moving between different locations in the hilly districts of the Jammu region. The operation in the area is still underway. Meanwhile, the Indian Army foiled an infiltration attempt by a group of heavily armed terrorists along the line of control LOC in the Akhnoor sector of the Keri Bhattal area late last night. The Army said that the troops detected the movement of terrorists near a stream and challenged them, resulting in a fierce exchange of gunfire. During the encounter, a junior commissioned officer of the Army was killed along the LOC in Akhnoor. Following the incident, the area has been cordoned off with deployment of reinforcements and a search operation was underway. Three Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh area of Bijapur district. More from our correspondent.
A joint team of Cobra Battalion of CRPF, District Reserve Guard and a Special Task Force had gone on an anti-naxal operation in the Indravati forest area of Bijapur district. During this operation, an encounter took place between security forces and Maoists today morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed naxalites from the spot. Apart from this, a large quantity of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering flowers tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah said Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's enduring message was that the fight for Swaraj, self-rule, must never cease.
Ye Shiv Charitra ko hum sab ka daitv hai ki isko Bharat ke bachche bachche ko sikhaya jaye, Bharat ke bachche bachche ko padhaya jaye. और मैं तो आज महाराष्ट्र में आया हूँ महाराष्ट्र के लोगों को दो हाथ जोड़कर विनंती करने आया हूँ शिवराय को महाराष्ट्र तक सीमित मत रखिए देश और दुनिया शिवराय से प्रेरणा ले सकती है स्वधर्म पर अभिमान करना स्वराज की आकांक्षा रखना और स्वभाषा को अमर बनाना ये तीन विचार देश की सीमाओं के साथ जुड़े नहीं है मानव जीवन के स्वाभिमान के साथ जुड़े
In the United States, the White House has announced that all foreign nationals residing in the country for over 30 days must register with the federal government or face strict penalties, including fines, imprisonment, or deportation. Under the new rule, foreign nationals, including visa holders and legal permanent residents, must carry proof of registration at all times. In the IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans were 66 for no loss in 7 overs against Lucknow Supergiants at the Ekana Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Lucknow won the toss and elected to field. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In the Indian Super League football final, Mohun Bagan Supergiant will face Bengaluru FC at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata this evening. Hanuman Janmotsav is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. And that is the end of this news bulletin.